So, it has been told that he is Bhagavan Ishwar. Not crossing the Narlila Bhav, he is sitting everywhere. He can sit in the hearts of so many yogis. Why he cannot sit on the seats made by all gopis? He is telling that in Brahma, Shankar and all other yogis who go in the side of Kshirotsa ocean, and for a moment he sits there and at once he vanishes, goes away. But here he sat for so long period, Brahmaratri. Achyuta, he always sits, never leaves that ocean. Chuti rahit. Archita? And all the same that I have described.
কত বাজলো কত? তো 20 কখন থেকে বসেছি? তাহলে কত হলো?
সভাজ ইত্বা তো দমাঙ্গন অনঙ্গ দীপনম সাহস লীলে खन विभ्रम भ्रुवा संस्पर्शेन अंकृता अंघ्री हस्तयो संस्पृष्ट ईशत कुपिता बभा शिरे. सभाजयित्वा तदनंग दीपनम सहास लीले खन विभ्रम भ्रुवा. After that, after that, Gopi Hasame Lila Kataksha Vilasogi with
smiling
face by their this Kataksha. And Krishna having his hands in the lips, in the laps of gopis, or his face, they began to serve with their hands, like this. And after that, they began to do prasansa,
admiring
the
praising
the Krishna lotus feet and hands, and they began to tell something with ishat ko, ishat anger. Ishat means there was mostly prem, anger was very little. Ishat, to explain their heart, and they mildly they are telling. like a prahelika. Prahelika means like a question. That who is you? At first they sought Krishna, and they made please Krishna, and then they began to ask Krishna. They began to prakash karna, express their moves, so that Krishna Anand can come out, praying for this. Because Krishna was controlled by them and he wanted to play with gopis. Gopis saw Krishna this viewpoint. And then they began to do like same to fulfill the desire of Krishna. But they are showing that they were not utsuk, they were not
completely
eager, they were not eager to do vihar with Krishna. As if they are telling like so. But actually they were wanting. And Krishna has called gopis and he has again disappeared. So gopi were some angry with Krishna. Krishna also began to show his face and everything, that gopis calm, gopis prem may come out, both each other. So Krishna is also giving his hand, doing like so, and they are also doing like so, each other. Sahas lilekhana. Sahas means by
smiling.
That by smiling, by curving their
eyebrow,
are telling to Krishna that we want to ask something from you. They were thinking so, that we should ask Krishna, but not directly. We should know the heart of Krishna, how. So, by doing so, they want that Krishna should admit his fault. We should not tell that you have done fault, but Krishna may tell that I have done fault. So they began to ask. Here he is telling that avahittha bhava came. Avahittha bhava means hiding their moods. They are telling in another mood. This is called avahittha. So they are now telling that you have done wrong. cheated us. But Krishna should tell that I have done wrong. He is telling that by any coming bhav, when a sthayi bhav is covered by any other coming bhav, then that is called avahita. The same thing we have described. Here, gopis have been some angry. But yet, they are pleasing Krishna, meddling, doing Krishna hand, serving, and feed serving, and telling, smiling, but yet there is some
anger.
And they, covering their anger, happily they are questioning Krishna. Though the action of gopis were kapatata, you know, cheating, but it is helping in a rough order. They are hiding their sthayi bhav here, and they are covering their bhav with another bhav, so they are gopi. Gopi means to hide. Then Sarath Darshan. Nothing more. Now we will start tomorrow. In two times we will try to go as far as we can go. Is in order. Bhajato nu bhajat bhajante ka ek etad viparijayam nobhyansya bhajante ka etan no bruhisa guru. Bhajato anu bhajante ka. The word meaning is like this. There are several kinds of persons. One kind of persons are those who, if anyone does bhajan, then they do bhajan also. If anyone has affection and love towards any other person, the other person will love. Eka etad viparjayam. Etad viparjayam means one kind of person, another kind of person are about inter, opposite. That is, if anyone is not loving, he has no affection, but yet another is loving, it is the Persian, it is quite opposite. No bhayan sab bhajan teka etanno bruhi sadhu bhu. And third class of person are those who na ubhayanscha, if anyone loves, have affection or not, he loves or not, this person don't love or have affection towards them. Now they are asking, smiling and laughing, they are asking to Krishna, etanno bruhi sadhu ko, you should tell what is your idea about this. And they wanted to know from Krishna that you should tell truth, sadhu bho, you should tell truth, no lies here. Because you are so sadhu, so we want to know that in three classes you are one of them, so in what class you are, first, second, third. Gopis are saying that those who love to others, Krishna does not love. Examples are we, because we love Krishna, but he don't love. He went, he came out of sight, and we were waiting and waiting so much, but he has no mercy, nothing, no love with us. Not on one time, several times we have. So one who loves Krishna, but Krishna don't love. Teka eva tat viparyayam, gopis are seeing that in this class also Krishna is known. If anyone loves, Krishna does not love. So if anyone loves or not, Krishna, how can he love? Anyone loves, but there are some reasons. That reason is that sahaitik prem, ahaitik prem. You know? Sahaitik prem mane, if anyone loves, then I have some swartha,
self-interest.
He will pay me something that I want, not as a pie or something, but anything that I need, like father and mother. His son is not loving. Father is loving them for two reasons. In old days they will give something. They will serve him and palan poshan karenge. But some fathers are that they have nothing to take from them. They have enough. Or any guru, they don't love anyone for them. So the second is good. But Krishna has nothing ahead to bring, so he does not do prem, those who do prem are not there. Gopis are thinking that he is not one of them. But for third, Krishna will be surely in that thing. No bhayansha bhajan tekha. Etanno purushadho. Those who are doing prem are not doing prem. Krishna does not love them. So Krishna is in that type of. So gopis are thinking that we have Krishna ko aise band diya hai. We have fashioned Krishna so much that he should admit that I am akritajna. Ungrateful. So they are smiling and asking Krishna. We see that Vaishnava Toshni is hurting. Gopis are, especially the gopi who sing for a very far distance with crooked eyes, making his
eyebrow
as a
bow,
and sharp eyes as a
arrow.
And they have cut hold this lower lip by his very beautiful teeth, and at that time her appearance was so marvelous that Krishna was pee raha hai.
He was
drinking in a cup of the two eyes. At that time Braj Devi, Braj Gopi are thinking that he has done, he is so ungrateful. So he should realize this and he should admit. So that gopi, very gopi, which was sitting by the corner of her eyes, smiling, she is telling. That is mridu also, prakhar also, and controlling also Krishna, she is asking. They are hiding their thought, mood, by avahitta, as if they don't know anything. And they are simply asking. But there is something very deep, and they wanted to, that Krishna should admit. It is visible from outwardly, it is not. So it is called in Rasa Shastra, this mood is avahitta. Secondly, Jiva Goswami is telling, why you call them? Kaun hai? Aa jao. अरे कहाँ से आ रहे हैं? They are thinking, when Krishna will admit that I am ungrateful, then he will never leave us. So they are asking this question. ठीक बैठ बैठ एंड देन दिस थिंग दैट दे आर आस्किंग that anyone do bhajan or anyone have affection to them who has affection or love for them. Reciprocal. So you are among them or not, and some are those who don't love if anyone loves. They love everyone. No? Like here you see notice. They love whether they love or not. And third are, anyone is loving or not, they don't care for them. So who is that person? Or what is the fruit of three things? See, love. You should tell truth, or you should tell what is highest degree. Mane uttam roop. Uttam mane?
Highest.
They are telling bho. Bruhi sadhu bho. To be careful for Krishna. You should be carefully, you should tell. Here it may be that gopis are telling to Krishna. Gopis are telling to Krishna. But Krishna is not carefully hearing all this. It may be. So anyone tells, oh, yes, he is here, but yet, you have seen this?
Yes.
So, bho, Krishna was sitting here and there, so told them that carefully you should tell us. Krishna Chakravarti Thakur, here it is written, but yet I am. Gopis are thinking uselessly for nothing. Krishna has given so much suffering to us, and he is actually very nature. Cruel heart. And Akritagya. Why he has done so? They are thinking themselves. We know that he is so lover, good lover in the whole world. And he is a rasik, we know. And he is not ungrateful. He cannot be ungrateful. He has a hat to give mercy to all. But why he is so? If so, we cannot solve. So let us question to Krishna why he is. But we see that whether he by nature cruel or hard hearted or akritagya, ungrateful, he should admit this fact. Because they realize this fact, we have gripped everything, our father, mother, husband, and also shame, sahishnuta, dharija, we have left it. We have disobeyed our guardians and guru. Guru means father, mother, sahasra. We have disobeyed. And we have blindly come What would be the note, nothing to think. We know that our husbands and father and mother will not keep us in their home. But as a mat, being mat, have come here. But he is so, perhaps he is mad or not, we don't know. Because we are mad. So he are mad, mad or not, we cannot imagine. How he, why he left us? So we will ask Krishna that whether he has some affection or love for us or not, directly. But directly we cannot ask. We should not ask. So we'll have a prashna,
question.
In hiding our sabhav, hiding it. Whether he has love, affection for us or not. We want to know that he has affection or not. Whether he is udasin to us. Udasin means? Neutral to us. Or he has some roh to us. Roman? Anti.
Anti
mood. Groha. Groha means, you know?
Negative.
Not negative. Negative is udasinya. Not negative. That if anyone loves us, I will be doing evil to that person. This is called growth. Like a father loves his children, but children, after their marriage and having children so much, they may revive their parents. Like, it is called drohasya. So there are three things. One, loving mood. Another, absolute
neutral.
And third,
opposite growth.
Three things. We want to know that in three things, what mood Krishna has with us. So if we will directly ask Krishna, then Krishna will mane tal bahana karega.
Pretension
or fickle. He will try to avoid all these things. And he will, oh yeah, I love you so much. He will say. But we should put a question so that he cannot avoid. His inner mood should come. So, as ordinary person, they are asking Krishna, your loving mood towards us is sopadhik or nirupadhik? That is, sahetuk or ahetuk? By any reason or without reason. Any swartha, swartha kya? Interest or without interest. by any cause or without cause. This is one to know. You cannot tell. They are thinking. Not questioning. They are thinking how to put this question. That he should माने अपने भावों को उगल दे. यही थोड़ा सा हमारे लिए अंग्रेजी में
he
should
admit.
No, no.
He himself should say what is his mood.
Confess.
If a dog has eaten something, then if anyone wants that what he has eaten, then he will give some grass to eat. And dog itself will take grass and
vomit
everything. So gopis are giving a medicine, like medicine, that Krishna can vomit everything what he has eaten. Otherwise he will try to conceal that problem. So they are very, very intelligent. And they are so intelligent that Krishna admits that they are more intelligent than me. Love is so a thing that lover becomes in higher grade than. Like Yashoda, I told in morning, Krishna thinks himself to be a god, god of god. And he is Sarva Shakti Man.
All powerful,
almighty. And he has Satchitanand, everything, Ladini, Sambit, Sandini, and all kinds of Aishwarya, opulence. But yet Yashoda takes him by left hand arm and sat down here. And Krishna sat down here. And thinking, where is my Bhagavata? I am Bhagavan, but I am now Bebas.
Helpless.
Become certainly helpless. And began to see here and there what to do. My mother has made me sit here. What to do? So gopis are so intelligent. They know how to Krishna vomit. Krishna is hearing their understanding their mood. And he is just smiling. Because sadharan bhav se wo admit nahi karega. Like so many big leaders in front of judge, when a culprit is there in Kathghara, you know?
Dog.
And good leaders ask them. They don't directly ask. They follow me. And anyhow, they felt that person in a tree that he should admit that thing. And that person does not know that what I am telling. So these are like very great leaders, gopis. Jeera jante hain, Jeera? Aap log Jeera jante hain? Wo wakil log Jeera karte hain? Argument nahi.
Examination. It is the meaning of examination.
Exit. Theek. Their gopis are thinking very deeply. Those who love anyone with any reason, for their swartha, for their self-interest, that priti is called supadhik priti, not nirupadhik. So those who have sopadik priti, they want to manoranjan. Manoranjan means
entertainment.
If they see that there will be no entertainment by that person, they will not love. This is called sopadik priti. And if no that self interest, no manoranjan, but yet loving, this is supadik nirupadik priti. Krishna cannot be told in the class of supadik priti. They are thinking themselves, no supadik. If there was supadik priti, then Krishna could not go out of our sight, because there is no self-interest, no entertainment from us. So he left us and went away. Krishna is not अपना मनोरंजन हमसे नहीं कर रहा है, छोड़ करके चला गया. You understand?
He is not thinking what he will get.
So he left easily us. Not one. Lakhs and lakhs and crores and crores. Crores and crores crores. So pitiful. In whole world. All are kishori. The Jamuna Upavan bank was so uncool for them. And no Purush was there. Krishna is also Kishore. And he had sang on flute and collected us. And we are very uncool to Krishna. Uncool means?
Very good.
Very good. Yet yet he vanished away from here. So he is not in that class. But also we see that nirupadik prem, no nirupadik prem. Because he comes to us and chatters us, begs for us, give me a bhiksha of prem. He also gives his head on our shoes. So it cannot be told that he has no prem or nirupadik prem. So it can be told that his priti is not so bad, because he wanted to kill them gopis by dirah. Dirah is lagni, and for so many time, so much time, he left us, and we are burning in the fire of dirah. But he did not come to see us how they are. But we see that he has no nirupadik priti also. Why? Because is that it is very dark night. Nishit. Nishit means night. There are none here, only we are. And we are abala. Abala means?
Very weak.
We fear so much because we are ladies and we are helpless here. And in this time, he should protect us. But he left us in that very calamity or suffering and went away. So it is not nirbhadik priti also. If he will tell that he has neutral position, no love, affection for us, and he is neutral, no affection, no enmity, it can also be not told. Why? He is giving us so pleasure and also giving suffering both. He wants to meet, he has desires to meet us, and that is why he called us. And also he has no enmity. So it is seen that he is the cause of our happiness and suffering. So you are not neutral also. If you tell that